The title of this one is New Endymion. The old Greek story tells of how the moon goddess fell in love with this youth, Endymion. The moon goddess visits Endymion every night and loved the way he looked when he slept. So she asked Zeus, Endymion's father, to confer eternal youth upon him. And then, I'm conflating two versions of the story, he also put him to sleep forevermore. So this is a kind of retelling, new telling, new Endymion. She visits still too much, dressed in aromas of fir needles, mango, mold. I still get lost, knowing she's close. Me not getting younger or more conscious. Sometimes I fantasticate, I'm broad awake. Her witchy presence waits for me to jump into her arms. But then she's just an incoherent ache in sleep's freaked scenes. I feel her frosty, nitrogenous hands and wrists, vaporing nooses around my head and feet and genitals, conjuring my drab hair into a party bowl of oiled, desirable locks. She makes me nervous, but what would I do without her? So long as I can't have her, I want her, and this alarming manic frequency. Then again, who wants to wake to change? It's pulped, smelly suit of meat, drawing flies. My night watch hot girl, moon maiden, mom, let me get just one night's sleep without regret, released from your foxy, ticklish fondlings, your latest smell of wind-blown, fresh-cut grass.